This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Watch out, Moxie Marlin Spike. I've been a fan of Moxie Marlin Spike since I first became acquainted with his encryption work years ago. Okay, I admit I also like his name and his general thumb to the nose to the tech world, the military-industrial complex. Remember them? And of course, the police and governmental forces that want to peek and pry with or without reason into private communications on your phone, whether calls or text. I'm not saying that I knew much about Marlin Spike, but I knew he was bound to be political and a white hat hacker. He did the encryption work on WhatsApp, which recommends him highly since that application is widely used in all of our international communications in India, Honduras, and Acorn International's group chats. He was one of the forces behind Signal, which is what I use for all text messages on my cell and some phone calls. All of which is to say that I pored over every word in a recent New Yorker profile about him. Turns out he's an anarchist, to no surprise. And that being the case, might be the highest profile and best paid anarchist in the USA by a long shot. As always, in these kind of profiles, you are fed a host of extraneous details about his personal life and eccentric habits and pursuits, which are fascinating in a peeking Tom kind of way. But besides the point of what were usually his very insightful comments on where tech is going and the continued fight for some level of privacy protection for all of us little people out there. Digging into the details behind the origin story of Signal caught me short, though, and desperate to give Marlin Spike a warning now, and here's why. The reporter, Anna Weiner, interviewed Brian Acton, one of the founders of WhatsApp, who worked to support the creation of Signal with Marlin Spike and his partners as a different and more protected kind of service. Weiner then wrote, "Acton and Marlin Spike wanted to demonstrate that it's possible to build mainstream technology that is not beholden to the incentives of venture capital or to markets, despite the overwhelming costs of producing and maintaining software. Signal has always been remote. Its nonprofit status protects it from outside interests demanding rapid returns. Nonprofits cannot be acquired by for-profit companies, so there will be no repeat of what happened between Whisper Systems and Twitter or between WhatsApp and Facebook." Yikes. That's just not true. Nonprofits can be acquired by for-profit companies. It's not easy, but very possible. Non-commercial nonprofit radio stations are for sale every day. In California, where they are undoubtedly registered, they can look at things like the California Endowment, the result of the sale of a nonprofit, one of the Blue Crosses. There are a ton of hospitals that have been bought by Hospital Corporation of America or Humana or others. In those cases, they were tax-exempt nonprofits, and the New Yorker didn't clarify that issue. But in most cases, to satisfy the IRS regulations, the profits from the sale went into other C3 foundations and entities to continue their charitable purposes and to prevent them from benefiting from their years of tax exemption. Most 501c3s include language that upon dissolution, their assets have to be transferred to other charitable 501c3 enterprises. These requirements are both domestic and foreign. Our affiliate in the United Nations, in the United Kingdom, list Acorn International as a receiver of its assets if ever dissolved. So sure, they can protect Signal with good judgment. No outside investors can muscle up on them, but they can't protect the institution from their successors or greed or whatever from sale because, like it or leave it, nonprofits can be sold. Moxie, our brother, thanks for all you do, but amend the bylaws of Signal to specifically direct what would be protected and barred in Signal from any future effort to divert or acquire the nonprofit and force dissolution. If you can do encryption and sail the seas, you can tighten down this ship. Please. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.